we present the best of South African radio drama for your listening pleasure in Radio Theatre. And now, Act One of this week's story.
Louisa?
I'm out here, on the back porch.
Oh.
Hello there. You were gone a long time.
Smell good. Oh, sorry, we ran into some bad weather just out of Port Elizabeth, and the pilot decided to fly around it. Anyway, it's only a few more days now, and everything will be wound up.
That'll be nice.
You sound tired, Lou. Are you all right?
I think it must be all this fresh air, all this sky and desert. Just not used to it. I suppose it'll take a little time.
Still busy with the unpacking and furniture moving, I suppose. That can also knock you out.
Oh, I am taking it easy, just as the doctor ordered. I'm not doing much at all, really. I just feel pretty drained now and again. I need to lie down and rest.
You do that whenever you want. You've got all the time in the world for it now. We don't want any relapses.
It's easy to take it slow here. One just has to look out of a window and see the long, slow folds of the land. Brown and hot. Knowing they've lain there like that for a million years. And the quiet curves of those kopjes. That endless blue sky with those high sweeps of cloud. It's all so slow and peaceful. And changeless.
It's doing you good already. You like it, all of this. I'm glad. Oh, don't worry about the tiredness. I have it too in the mornings when I wake up. But it passes off during the day. Maybe I'm just acclimatizing quicker than you. And then you have been ill.
Perhaps. Look, there are drinks over on that small table.
Oh.
Mix yourself one. When you're finished, we can go into dinner.
All right.
Tell me about your day.
Oh, later. It'll bore you. Tell me about yours. From the outside, the house looks different already.
So you've noticed that too?
Mm.
I was wondering if it was just some sort of proprietorial viewpoint on my part. You remember how the place wasn't far short of decrepit, as far as the outside was concerned, when we first viewed it?
I remember. One didn't want to quite come out and say so, even though the indifference of that estate agent fellow was quite marked.
Hmm. It was, wasn't it? Anyway, I don't know if it was just the light or whatever, but the paintwork actually seems to have brightened up.
Mm. Perhaps we saw it the first time in a less than flattering light.
I suppose that could be an explanation. Oh, in the morning, when it's light, I want you to take a look at the garden. Maybe we didn't pay an awful lot of attention to the details on that first visit. But I remember it as being somewhat overgrown and neglected. Well, now, while it's not exactly what they call manicured, it's positively spruce.
You're right, I think. You know, it's nothing I can put my finger on, but you'll remember how we planned to work on this place to get it back into shape. But I find the list of things that need doing seems to get shorter by the day.
Mm.
I mean, there are window sashes that work, taps and water pipes that have stopped groaning, loose stairs that have stopped creaking.
Well, perhaps the place likes us.
Maybe it's just the use everything is getting after years of neglect. I mean, the place is starting to glow.
Well, it's just as well. I don't have to work too hard. But honestly, even though I'm not, the way I feel sometimes, I might have been.
Well, it's the grand house of the town, and that's no exaggeration. As I drove down the hill today into the town, I noticed for the first time how it dominates. It draws the eye, all grey stone and timber. And set away from the town like it is, with a felt just on the other side of those trees, it's a pretty stately pile.
Mm, just the place for the young, self-made millionaire to retire to.
Let's hope it's not as final as you make it sound.
Delarey's Dream by Malcolm Esterhazen. Starring Glenn Day and Fiona Ramsey. In a production by Andre Butner.
Mefrau Lewis. It is Mefrau Lewis, isn't it? I was wondering when you'd find your way into town.
Mrs. Maria?
That's what it says on the sign outside. Hetty Maria. Now, what can I fix you up with?
Well, I just came in to say hello, really. Finding our feet in the house at last, and I thought it would be nice to get out and meet people.
Of course. Come and sit over here by the counter.
Thanks.
Do you have time for coffee? The machine's always on and it's fresh.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Oh, look, why don't you call me Louisa?
And you must call me Hetty. You must know, Louisa, we're very nosy in a small town like this. You're going to have to get used to it. But, whatever brought you to a dorp like the Rippershoop, who are far more used to seeing people leave than arrive?
Well, two reasons, really. Firstly, I've been very ill.
Oh, shame.
Yes, I've been in hospital for nearly 2 years, and the doctors would only let me leave if I promised to stay somewhere where the air is very dry. And, at the same time, my husband decided to sell his business and retire.
Retire? But he looks so young. He must have made a lot of money.
Well, enough to retire on anyway. My husband's always loved the Karoo. And once, a few years ago, while he was driving through on business, he saw the house. He was impressed. So, when we decided to sell up the business, it seemed natural to look it up. It was on the market, he bought it, and here we are.
It must be very quiet after city life.
Well, it's what we want.
And the house?
It's big. And a little strange. But we're happy there.
Yeah, you're right. It is strange.
You say that as if it has a history.
A house like that in a town like this, it sticks out like a sore thumb. It's a talking point.
What do people say?
Ah, it's just talk, you know. Gossip. You don't want to hear a lot of old gossip.
No, tell me, please. Desmond and I feel sure there must be stories. They'll add to the charm.
And then, they might not.
You're not trying to frighten me, are you?
Oh, near. I wouldn't dream of it. A grown woman like you. But it's...
But what?
Well... Nobody seems to stay there very long.
I can't imagine why not. It seems a very nice place.
Yeah, it looks very nice right now. But as I said, people don't stay there very long. And when they leave, it changes. And it doesn't look nice at all.
Surely that's natural. I mean, when people leave a house, it's neglected. I remember when we first saw it. I wasn't at all taken with it. I mean, it looked terribly run down. But why don't people stay there? There must be people around who can say.
Not local people. No, it's been a long time since anyone from around here lived there. It's too big and grand for most of us, Louisa.
Well, who has lived in it then?
Well, people from out of town. Sometimes people from the big tunnel development, management people. But since that was completed, no one. There was a man and his wife. They wanted to turn the place into a hotel. They left after 4 months.
And what was their reason for leaving?
Nobody knows. One morning they were just gone. Car, furniture, everything. That was 3 years ago. They must have been the last owners. You should ask them.
But we can't. We don't know who they are. The agent said they had left him with instructions to sell and then gone overseas. They didn't want to be involved at all.
Strange?
Well, it certainly sounds mysterious. The house isn't haunted, I hope.
The children never go near it. But you know what children are like. They make a mystery out of anything. And as far back as I can remember, the old place has been empty more often than it's been occupied. Some more coffee. Your cup's empty.
Oh, no, I think I'll be getting along. It's been such an interesting chat. Oh!
What is it?
It's nothing. Just a woman by the window. I'm sorry.
Wait.
Oh, please. No, it's nothing, really. I've just been stupid.
I know who it was. What was she doing?
Nothing, really. She was probably only curious. She was looking through the window of the shop.
And that startled you?
I'm afraid so. But she seemed to stare at me so, with such an intent sort of expression. Who is she?
That's Katrina de la Rey.
She looks so old. I can't get over the way she seemed to stare at me.
She is old. Well over 70. It's a coincidence that you should see her. If anyone knows all about your house, she does.
Oh, really?
She's related to the man who built it. I think he was her great uncle or some such thing. They say she could tell some tales if she wanted to. De la Rey's dream. It's what some of the old people call the place. Yeah, I'm sure she knows a story or two.
Well, that was a plot-alone meal if ever I had one.
Did you like it?
Loved it. Where'd you get that recipe?
Oh, from Hetty Marais in town.
You did justice to it. So, visitors at this time of night in Sleepy Hollow?
Well, it's only 7:30. We ate early. It's still light outside.
I'll see who it is. This is Mrs. De La Rey.
Oh, I see. Good evening, Mrs. De La Rey.
My wife, Louisa.
Through Lewis.
Mrs. De La Rey has dropped by to welcome us to De Ridder's Hope.
Oh, how nice. Well, please sit down, Mrs. De La Rey.
Thank you.
We've just finished dinner. Won't you join us in some coffee?
Please, I would like that. And here, this is for you. Biscuits.
Oh,
I made them myself.
Oh, so kind of you, Mrs. De La Rey. Will you excuse us for a minute? I'll need my husband to help me with the coffee.
Oh, please.
Why on earth did you let her in?
What do you mean? Why shouldn't I?
She's the woman I told you about. Remember, the first time I went into town.
Oh, yes. The face at the window.
She gave me quite a turn.
I don't know. She seems harmless enough to me. And she brought us these biscuits. I can hardly throw her out because she's old and because she looked at you strangely.
I suppose not.
Come on. She'll be wondering what's happened to us.
You're liking De Ridder's Hope?
Well, we don't know it all that well yet, but yes, we like it.
It moves at its own speed. And the house? You're liking the house?
Oh, it's a marvelous house.
It's looking well. It always looks well when there are people. It needs people.
Yes, it certainly has character.
Some say it has a mind of its own.
That's a strange thing to say about a house, Mrs. Delaray.
Some say it's a strange house, Mevrouw Lewis.
Well, I suppose this kind of house in a small town will always have people thinking all sorts of things about it.
I suppose you're right, Mynheer Lewis.
Louisa tells me you know quite a lot about this house, Mrs. De La Rey.
Oh, I'm sure Mrs. De La Rey didn't come just to talk about this old house.
Well, I don't know. If Mrs. De La Rey knows a few interesting stories about the place, I wouldn't mind hearing them.
Stories I won't repeat, Mynheer Lewis. But I'll tell a little about the building of it. It would be right to tell you, I think. Perhaps it would even help you to know the story of De La Rey's dream.
Ah, yes. De La Rey's dream.
Jaco de la Rey started work on this house in October 1849. It cost a great deal of money, but more than that, it cost a great deal of work. You see, Jaco built the house with his own hands.
But why such a house out here, in the middle of the Karoo?
Oh, Jaco looked into the future. He believed the Rittershoop would be on the rail line. The other reason, Jaco, was engaged to the daughter of a Cape merchant. This girl, Antoinette Dutoy, suffered with an illness of the lungs. To remain in the moist air of the coast would kill her. So, Jaco decided he would build his house here, where the air is dry and where he thought the railway would run. For 3 years, Jaco labored on the house, often alone. but sometimes with various craftsmen he could persuade to stay for a while, but mostly alone. That way, he came to know the house. And the story goes, the house came to know him. But then a few months only before the house would have been finished, Antoinette died.
Oh, how sad.
Jacques was a broken man. He stopped work on the house. He almost stopped living. For almost a year, this half-finished building stood at the mercy of the elements. And then one day, Jacques returned to the world of the living. They say he went at the house like a man possessed. He seemed to be in a frenzy to complete the place. He worked night and day. Often he went without sleep, and sometimes without food. He was found the morning after the house was completed, on the floor in this very room, dead.
Charming.
No one knows how he died, but it was thought that exhaustion and grief, because he never stopped grieving, were the causes.
What a sad story.
So, tell me, Mrs. Delarey, are you saying the house is haunted?
That would be for you to tell me, Mynheer Lewis, after all you and your wife are living in it. One thing I have heard, it is a wearying place. Everyone who lives in it complains after a while of a great tiredness. Perhaps that is only an old wife's tale. Oh, it is late. I must go. Thank you so much for the coffee. You must come and see me one of these days.
Oh, of course. So nice of you to come.
And thank you for the biscuits. I'll see you to the door. Shall I walk with you to your car?
I'll be quite all right. You must get back to your wife. I'm afraid I might have upset her a little.
All right, then. Be careful on those steps, Mr. Delarey. Do...
Esmond! What was that? Are you all right?
I'm fine. This damn door tore right out of my hand. Mr. Delarey? Are you still there? I'm so sorry, the door slammed. It took me by surprise. Must be the wind, I'm sorry.
There is no wind, Mynheer Lewis. It's a fine night. Good night, Mynheer Lewis.
Good night. Not the breath of a bloody breeze.
Oh, there you are.
Oh,
quite an interesting old dear, don't you think? We must have her again.
Probably only the wind. But I think we'll leave Mrs. Delarey off our guest list for the time being. It would appear that she's not popular.
Well, Doctor, tell me the worst. Is it a relapse?
You've studied the records Dr. Warrington sent me from Johannesburg, and I think I can safely say it isn't any sort of relapse.
Well, what is it then, Doctor? What is wrong with me?
You're displaying all the symptoms of acute exhaustion, Mrs. Lewis. But I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that.
That's just it, Doctor. I do hardly anything. The house more or less looks after itself.
Oh, come now, Mrs. Lewis, I'm not going to argue with you, but I've noticed a few things. The windows, how they shine without a streak, not a speck of dust. All this polished woodwork, all of it gleaming. There's a lot of hard work. And the floors, I bet one could see one's face in them.
Well, you're right, Doctor. It seems futile to argue. Couldn't we just put it down to the country air?
Oh, you should have become acclimatized to that by now. You've been here, what, nearly 6 weeks?
About that. Well, what do you suggest, then?
Oh, get away from here. Well, go to the seaside. Do nothing for a month, but lay it about you. What is it?
That
huge mirror fell right off the wall. How did that happen?
I don't know, Doctor. I just don't know.
Durban's fine for a holiday, but I must say it's good to be back home.
Desmond! Look at the house! What's happened?
Good grief. What has happened? We've been away barely a month, but the place looks, well, derelict.
Perhaps it's the light.
Light or not, it looks as if it's really gone to rack and ruin.
Oh, can we go inside? I'm freezing.
Oh, sure. Mind the door there. It looks ready to fall off its hinges.
Gosh. What's that smell?
Ruin and rot.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. The place needs a little work, that's all. It's pretty harsh out here. The environment, I mean. I suppose 1 month untouched by a human hand can be a bit much for a house.
A little work. That's just exactly what you're not going to do. We're not going to undo all the good our holiday has done you. I'm home for good now. And I'll pitch into the place. We get a maid, maybe. Until we've got the place shipshape again, that is. All you'll do is sit and supervise.
Sounds fine. Oh, just look at the cobwebs on this window. And the grime.
Yeah, that's one window I don't think we'll even bother to clean.
What do you mean?
Well, what's on the other side of that window, I'll remind you. It's probably one of the finest Karoo vistas you're likely to see from the window of a house. Open felt stretching to the horizon, those three groups of kopjes, and in the distance the purple hills uninterrupted on either side. And how do we get to see it? We have to stand up against that window, duck our heads to see past the frame, and then swing our eyes from side to side.
Windows. That one and the others are part of the charm of the place.
Sure, and most of them are fine. No changes needed. But that one, and one or two others, are going.
Going?
Right. We'll bang a bloody great hole in the wall and put in a new one, four times as big. Aside from the view, all the light and air anyone could want.
The window!
Get away from it! Get out! Louisa, are you all right?
I think so. What?
Don't get up. Not yet. We don't know if it's going to happen.
What do you mean?
Nothing. It should be all right. Now get away from that other window. Keep low. Then stand up.
What was it?
I don't know. It wasn't the wind. I can't imagine what else it could have been. What I do know is that I saw that window bend inward like a sheet of metal. And when it went, the pieces flew into this room like bullets, as if there was some explosive force behind them.
A bomb?
Bombs make a noise, a big noise. All this was the sound of a bursting window.
Perhaps it didn't like what you said.
Don't joke about it, damn it. Just don't joke about it. Oh, boy. What was in that wine we had with dinner last night?
Why? Aren't you feeling so good?
Tired. Feels like I haven't been to sleep. Headache, you know.
Oh, I know. I know just the way you feel. I don't even feel like getting up.
Determination. That's what you need. That's what we both need. I'll open the curtains. Let some of that marvellous light in. Oh, no wonder we feel like death warmed up. The windows are shut. Oh, they're really jammed up tight. Did you do this, Louisa? I distinctly remember opening these things before we came to bed. Oh, I didn't fancy another exploding window routine.
I didn't touch them. I know you like them open.
Now, that's a mystery. They couldn't have slipped closed on their own and jammed as tight as that.
Oh, come back to bed. You must be freezing with those windows open like that. Oh, I can feel the cold air from here.
Well, fresh, not cold. It's the freshest air in the world. Winter in the Karoo.
It might be fresh, but it's also cold. Oh, come on under these covers and warm me up.
Louisa, look at this. Here, beside the bed.
What is it?
It's a splinter in the floorboards. Right next to my slippers. It must have just missed my foot as I got out of bed.
Oh, come on, just a little... How terrible. Must be the size of a knife blade.
And pointing straight up. Now, how do you imagine that got there? It wasn't there last night.
I haven't any idea. But that could have...
Yes, it could have. It seems this place has got it in for us.
Oh, it's weird. What frightening... What did you have to say to me that you couldn't say in the house? And why didn't you want to talk to me in the house anyway?
You'd say I was crazy if I told you. Actually, I don't believe it myself, so let's just say I want to be in the fresh air, all right?
All right. I'm listening.
You must have noticed.
I have noticed.
Spick and span, isn't it? Like bloody new. Not a spot of dust, not a cobweb, not a creaking hinge. And you can see your face in every surface from the grand piano to the toilet seat.
I know, Desmond. I know.
You some watermelon confit. I made much too much last year. Why, what's the matter, child? What's wrong?
I don't know, Mrs. Delray. Just everything, it seems.
Oh, you must tell me all about it. Perhaps I can help. Is it perhaps?
How did you know?
Where's Mynheer Lewis?
He's in town. He's gone to arrange for some men to come and make some changes. He's finding out about contractors.
Ah, so that's why.
I don't understand you, Mrs. Delray.
Let's go inside. We can drink coffee, and you can tell me what's been happening.
Well, first it was the kitchen sink. I turned on the taps, but there was no water. I checked the mains, everything. Then I went to phone a plumber. I got back to the kitchen. It must have been half an hour later. It was flooded. Water was pouring from the taps. The sink was overflowing. I'd just finished drying the floor. Then there was the window.
Yes? The window?
Well, I heard a noise downstairs in the garden. I leaned out, but I couldn't see anyone. And then there was just this terrible rumble. And for a second or two, I was too frightened to move. The window had come crashing down, you see, and stopped, almost touching my neck. You know this house, Mrs. Delray. What's happening? Please tell me.
These are just things, you know, Mevrouw Lewis. Things like
This happened in all houses.
Oh, I don't believe you. There's something very strange going on around here. I can feel it. Why are we always so tired? Why does the house always fall apart when it's empty and look like new when we're here? Is it some kind of poltergeist?
Don't make any changes, child. Tell your husband to forget about the contractors. Change is not good for this old house. Don't even talk about change, about tearing down, about ripping out. It is a peaceful place. Keep the peace, my child.
We can't live like that. This is our house. We want to be happy in it. We must do what we see fit.
I can say no more, child. No more.
Oh, if that breakfast doesn't get me through the morning, nothing will.
Through the morning? It should see you through the day.
Yeah, busy day today, remember? Today the contractors arrive.
Busy? All you'll be doing is supervising.
The weight of command.
At last, though. Has it only been 2 weeks since we decided to go ahead with the plans?
2 weeks since I came home from the town and found you almost hysterical after Mrs. Delaray had left, wanting to leave because the house was out to get us.
Oh. Don't talk about it, please.
I'm sorry. It almost got to me, too. All coincidence, though. You've got to keep telling yourself that.
I do. I do.
Louisa! Louisa, where are you? Oh, they've been looking the place over so far, getting some idea of what's involved. They say the staircase is rock solid, though, so it's safe to come down.
Oh, you lot should be ready for something to drink. I'll put the...
Ah! Louisa! What is it? Hold on, I'm coming! Louisa! Louisa, what happened? Are you all right? Can you hear me? Are you all right?
Help me.
What happened?
The wooden knob from the top of the banister,
yes?
Came over my hand. I was coming from our bedroom and gripped that knob as I started down the stairs. I must have leaned too heavily on it.
No. No. I tugged at that thing myself not an hour ago while the contractor chap was going over the stairs. It was solid. I must have thrown almost my whole weight against it. It was solid as a rock.
Help me downstairs, please, darling.
Let's find the main switch.
I tried it. That doesn't work either.
I just don't believe. What happened to your hand? Did you touch that hot kettle?
I tried to rinse my hands under the cold tap of the sink. Scalding hot water came out. Not cold, not lukewarm, just scalding hot.
We're not winning, are we? Everything that's happened is inexplicable. How do you repair the inexplicable?
Where are you going?
Outside. I want to think.
Oh, I'll come with you. I don't feel safe in here. Ah! Desmond, look out! The door!
Good grief. The whole bloody lintel's come down. It must have just missed me.
Oh, Desmond. I've had enough of this. I can't
You're
take
right.
anymore.
We have to stop bluffing ourselves. This place is jinxed. I'll talk to the contractors now. Tell him the plans are off. and then I'm on my way into town. I'm putting this place on the market, Louisa.
Oh, thank you, Desmond. Go now. I'll pack a few things while you're gone. We can stay in the hotel in town. Oh, go now, Desmond. Please.
Louisa, I'm back. Are you all packed? Louisa? Are you here, Louisa?
She must be upstairs.
Louisa?
What the hell's that on the floor? Glass. Masses of splinters. The bathroom. That damn great gilt mirror. Oh,
looks like the whole thing's exploded out of its frame. Just like the window.
Oh, no. Louisa. No, please.
You were losing us, didn't you? Just like you lost all the others before us. When they got tired of you sucking the life force from them to keep yourself looking good. I worked it out, you see. All the tiredness and the way you looked after a few days without us. Where would it have stopped, hmm? Is that what happened to that first Delray? Exhaustion? You're not going to let me get out of here, are you? No. You have to kill me now because I know. So, it's to be here, is it? The lounge. The biggest room in the house. And no way out. I anticipated that. You'll have to work harder. But think now, there's something you've not anticipated. Think. All this wood paneling and drapes. Fire, damn you! I'm gonna burn you to the ground! See the burn? See the big velvet drapes burn. Go on. Go on. You can drop the whole damn ceiling on me now. It'll be fuel to the flames. Fuel to the flames.
What? Oh, Louisa.
We've been on now. Do you feel it? Nothing. There's nothing you can do now. It'll be over soon. For you. And my Louisa.
And me. Delray's Dream was written by Malcolm Esterhazy. Glyn Day and Fiona Ramsey were Desmond and Louisa. Joyce Bradley, Katrina Delray. Elizabeth Williams, Hetty Marais. And Gordon Van Ryan, the Doctor. Sound effects were devised and created by Beverly Bennett. Audio control, Jimmy Neatling. A production by Andre Botmer. Thank you.
listen again next week for another play from the archives of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa in Radio Theatre.